21st century.
The Home Improvement Network wants to congratulate this year's recipient of the National Radio Association Talk Show Host of the Year Award, our very own, the host of Home Talk USA, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King. Broadcasting live all across this country, this is Home Talk USA, right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network and the World Wide Web. Gilpin, the leading manufacturers of steel, aluminum, rail, and fencing products for decks, porches, or pools, proudly presents the National Radio Association Talk Show Host of the Year and America's favorite home improvement self-help expert, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King. You're invited to call the program with any question or comment concerning home improvement, new construction, renovations, home repair, or anything else pertaining to the home. And now, as we begin this hour of Home Talk, the man from the Bayou Land and the host of the show, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King.
Welcome back. That's right. I am the Cajun Man and the Cajun King right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network, streaming on the World Wide Web through our broadcasting partner, the Genesis Communication Radio Network, and all their national radio affiliates. That's right. I am the Cajun King. I am the Cajun Contractor at thecajuncontractor.com, and I would like to welcome you to Home Talk USA as we interview some of the top home improvement industry experts from around the globe. Listen to this lineup this hour. We're going to have Jeff Dross with Kichler Lighting, talking about decorative lighting fixtures. Also, we're going to have Tracy Pease from PBG Pittsburgh Paints and Porter Paint line of paint primers and coatings and sealers. Going to find out what's happening over there at Pittsburgh Paints. As I said, I got a great show. If you want to join us, 1-800-259-5791 to call us free anywhere in the continental USA. And did you know we do take your email questions here at Home Talk? All you have to do is hometalk1350@yahoo.com. And if I feel that your question is worth a little airtime, hey, I'll go ahead and read it here and solve your problem. But, hey, keep these emails coming, because regardless if these emails get, you know, read over live radio, I do answer all my emails. We get about 150 a week now, so I do answer them all. So it's hometalk1350@yahoo.com. And as always, we do invite you to check out our website at hometalkusa.com. It is available to you 24/7, 365. You can sign up for my weekly newsletter. We have my Facebook page there. So check it out, 24/7, 365, hometalkusa.com. And I'd like to welcome to the show Tracy Pease with PBG Pittsburgh Paint and Porter Paint Lines. Hey, Tracy, how you doing again?
Hey, Michael, I'm doing well.
You know, we had Mr. Matthews on, I think, last month. And, boy,
yes,
he gave us a great education on and some tips. And I'm always excited to have you guys aboard, because y'all do a tremendous job over there at Pittsburgh Paints and the Porter line. But are there any new products or technologies that you can share with us? Because, you know, hey, I always like to break things here on Home Talk. That's related to, specialty painting needs.
Sure, yeah. We actually do. You know, PPG really prides itself on being a global R&D leader. And over the past year, we've developed a few new technologies. The most recent, which I'm really excited about, it's kind of like really first out of the box. You are the first to kind of catch wind of this, is our PPG Siding Safe color technology. And what that does is it provides the capability for customers to choose virtually any color that they would like for use on vinyl siding, architectural plastic, and composite plastic building materials. You know, vinyl siding is pretty popular out there. It's really been the number one choice for cladding new single home houses priced up to $500,000. And it's second only to stucco for houses 500,000 above. And so it's been the market leader for about 16 years now in terms of the material used on building new houses. One of the other newer technologies that we have from PPG is just coming up on about a year old, and it's called waterborne alkyd technology, or also referred to as WB alkyds. And this technology, really what it does is it provides performance of traditional alkyds, such as smooth film hardness and abrasion resistance, but it's got the lower VOC, so it's a lot more environmentally friendly. It's not stinky like an alkyd paint would be. It's lower odor. It's got easy water cleanup instead of having to use solvents or thinners, and it really works more like a latex product.
Now, I definitely got to ask you this next question because we get a lot of emails. Well, I get a lot of emails about painting vinyl siding, and I want to get your take on this. I mean, can you explain what the problem is with painting a vinyl siding, though?
Sure. Historically, vinyl siding, it does have a lot of advantages. Obviously, like I explained, it's kind of very popular, number one choice for years. It's got good durability, it's got low maintenance, and it's a good value for people to choose because of lower installation costs. However, it does have one clear disadvantage, and that's that you could only paint it the same color or lighter, because when you start to go to a darker color, the siding is going to warp or buckle. When you put that darker paint on, which has some darker color it's in there, it kind of heats up the surface a little bit and causes that warping or buckling.
Now, Tracy, why would anybody want to repaint vinyl siding, though?
Well, depending on the quality of the vinyl, colors could fade and the gloss could fade over time. Sometimes, if you've had to replace a panel that's been damaged, the new replacement color might not quite be an exact match if you've been in your house for some time. A big reason is just simply people grow tired of the color and they want to change. So if you are living in a house that had white vinyl siding, you're pretty much stuck with having that house that had white vinyl siding on it. So now with this new technology, you're going to be able to take it, explore all types of color palettes. And people really are getting bolder with their color choices, and they're really using color as a means to express themselves. This is where PPG Siding Safe comes in. I know that, I drive through some neighborhoods, and I'm starting to see some colors that are definitely beyond the beiges and the traditional types of colors that you would see on the outside of your home. So Siding Safe, this PPG Siding Safe, is really going to be helpful in kind of maybe fostering more of that.
Well, hold on right there, Tracy. I don't have time enough to ask you another question. I've got about a minute before I have to take a short break.
Okay.
We're going to come back and finish our conversation with Tracy Peace with PBG Pittsburgh Paints and Porter Paints. We're talking paints, primers, and coatings specifically. So we're excited to have. We're going to be talking about repainting vinyl siding and the do's and don'ts. So, hey. But, I've been telling you for a while now, I cannot do this radio program without you and my loyal Home Talk sponsors. Please, go to our website at hometalkusa.com. It is available to you 24/7, 365. All our sponsors are listed there. By helping to patronize all these great companies, basically keeps our show on the air, since none of our guests are charged to be on this radio program. And finally, when you're on our website, hey, our home hardware store, D. Handy City, great quality products at discount prices. We also have my partners page. That's right, for all you homeowners and do-it-yourselfers. This is where we list all our topics and all our sponsorship information. And I just added a for contractors link, tips and advice for contractors to make you a better contractor. So, hey, please visit HometalkUSA.com. Again, we're going to come back with Tracy Pease with PBG Pittsburgh Paints and Porter Paint Line. I am the Cajun Man, the Cajun King, and you're listening to Home Talk USA. Yay.
Are you prepared if you have to file a home insurance claim?
If the worst happens and your home is destroyed, remembering what you had in your home after the disaster is nearly impossible. Your insurance company will want exact details and preferably photos of everything that may have been damaged or lost. Now you can protect your assets and valuables with a professional inventory done by ABC Home Inventory Services. We document all your personal property by providing a low-cost video, pictures, and a detailed itemized report of all personal property and valuables. And we can also show you how to start your own home inventory service. To learn more, call toll-free 855-785-0222. That's toll-free 855-785-0ABC. Act today and receive a $100 discount. ABC Home Inventory Services. Security, protection, and peace of mind at abchomeinventory.net.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Alli-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Alli-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
The Home Improvement Broadcasting Network wants to congratulate this year's recipient of the National Radio Media Association Radio Talk Show Host of the Year. Our very own, the host of Home Talk USA, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King. Welcome back to Home Talk USA with home improvement expert, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King, on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. If you have a question or comment concerning home improvement repairs, new construction, or renovations, the Cajun Contractor will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk USA with the Cajun Contractor, Michael King.
All right, I want to welcome you back. This segment of Home Talk is sponsored by Terminix. That's right. Professional pest control elimination solutions. Check them out at TerminixNO.com.
And when you're checking websites out, again, we sure hope you visit HomeTalkUSA.com. And according to the Alexa website information services, HomeTalk is now the number two most visited website when it comes to home improvement information and education. And when you're there, I sure hope you visit our new website called HomeTalkExperts.com. Just think about it. You can have the Cajun contractor himself, that's me, live online, and I can help you with your projects. And, hey, I can be your own personal consultant. So check it out today, HomeTalkExperts.com. We're talking to Tracy Pease with PBG Pittsburgh Paints and Porter Paint Line, talking paints, primers, and coatings. And just for the break, Tracy, you was explaining to me why would anyone want to paint vinyl siding. Now, what PPG products have this technology, or can this technology be used in, though?
Yeah, we've actually developed it so that it can be used across all of our residential repaint products in both the PPG Pittsburgh Paints and PPG Porter Paints brands. Those are products that you or me would use, or we would, hire contractors, professional contractors to come in and paint the outside of our house. So now all of those products have that capability of the specialized color technology. So they're going to be able to give you thousands of color options with excellent performance on vinyl and plastic materials without warping, buckling, if you were to, when you go to paint that a darker color. Specifically, our Manor Hall exterior brand, which is our flagship brand in the PPG Pittsburgh Paints line, and our AcroShield paints, which is really the most popular brand in our PPG Porter Paints line. These are really kind of just two of our best examples of the premium performing exterior products that have the PPG siding safe capability.
Now, you mentioned waterborne alkyds. I mean, as a new technology, can you tell us how those work and what are the advantages, though?
Sure. The formula suspends an alkyd resin in water. Unlike traditional alkyd-based enamels, the resin is actually dissolved in a solvent. So in the case of waterborne alkyds, the water acts as the solvent vehicle, and it actually, when the water evaporates, the paint ingredients are going to combine into a solid mass that's going to begin to react and cross-link and combine just like solvent-borne alkyds would. So what it's really doing is it's really giving you a really hard, durable alkyd paint film that's going to guarantee a long-lasting, finish. It's going to give you real beauty and something that's going to look something like a porcelain-like finish. So the advantage is you get the performance of the alkyds, but because the water is replacing the smelly solvent, the product has lower VOCs, lower odor, and this is really important. I mentioned a little bit earlier, regulations today are everyone throughout the country must meet at least national AIM regulations for VOCs, but within certain regions, they have the capability to make even stricter VOC regulations and put those in place. So there's a lot of areas throughout the Northeast and out in the throughout the Illinois and Ohio, and then out on the West Coast, out in LA, California, that are really forcing these VOCs down. So these products can be used out there, and they can clean up real easily without the thinner. So you're not in kind of bringing that into the mix there. So you don't really need to have thinner around. So they're just like latex paint. So that really truly is the advantage. You get the performance of the alkyd, but with all of the ease of a latex.
Now, what about floor and porches? I mean, do you have any waterborne alkyds that work on floor and porches?
Yeah, we do. Even besides porches and basements, there is a design trend out there to paint interior wooden floors. And one of the other advantages of using the waterborne alkyd is the higher gloss capabilities. That I kind of mentioned that porcelain-like finish. So a lot of people want to have kind of that high gloss look on their floors. So latex paints really can't achieve that high gloss or that polished look And traditional alkyds could start out high, but, you know, just because of the way they would actually are made, they would drop that gloss kind of, so it'd kind of dull pretty quickly, you know, losing the retention. So we developed the PPG Form Porch waterborne gloss alkyd just for that purpose. So it's going to provide excellent gloss retention. It's going to give you that hard film and abrasion resistance that I mentioned earlier. This is really key on something that you're going to walk on, you know, walk all over every day, like a floor or a porch or a basement floor.
Now, are there any things to keep in mind or maybe do differently when painting floors or horizontal surfaces?
Yeah, thicker is usually better on vertical applications, you know, to form a proper film. However, in the case of horizontal surfaces, you really don't want to go thicker. You don't want to put too much paint on, you know, too heavily, because what it's going to do is it's going to kind of cause puddling, and it's going to drastically impact the through dry. It's going to sit there on the floor, and it's not really going to have anywhere to go. It's just going to puddle up, if you will. Additionally, if you're choosing a darker color, you're going to have more colorant in the actual paint, and because of that, that's going to actually cause it to, you know, have longer dry time. Some other things to think about is just, you know, read the label and ask if the product can be used on garage floors or areas where tire traffic is expected. Most general form porch enamels aren't for use in these cases, and there are some products out there that can be specifically used in those purposes. But finally, I guess I would say form porch enamels shouldn't be used on the areas that are frequently damp. That's also a big thing to kind of keep in mind.
Yeah, I wish we could have got to dampness. That was one of my questions, but man, we're just out of time. But we definitely can address this, and I know you have this stuff on your website. Give us the website right quick.
Sure, ppgpittsburghpaints.com or ppgporterpaints.com.
Well, Tracy, I'm definitely going to have y'all guys on the show next month, and we'll pick it up. We'll pick it up there and from here. And Tracy Pease, PPG, Pittsburgh Paints, Porter Paints, thank you for being our guest on Home Talk, Tracy.
Michael, I enjoyed it.
All right, great. That was Tracy Pease. Make sure you check him out at pbgpittsburghpaints.com. Hey, we're coming off a break. We're going to have Jeff Dross with Kichler Lighting talking about decorative lighting fixtures. I'm the Cage Man, and you're listening to Home Talk USA. Yay!
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com, the main name in military supply.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA. But Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Home Talk USA is brought to you by GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is the Cajun contractor here, Michael King. Have an exhaust fan losing quite a bit of heat? Be back in a moment.
Home improvement repairs, renovations, and new construction, according to the Better Business Bureau, is number one when it comes to consumer complaints. Contractor fraud and poor craftsmanship cost consumers billions each year. It's a good idea to plan your project in advance, from start to finish. Compare job plans and look for value over cost, because the lowest bid and the best deal are sometimes not better. Check references and never pay in advance. So study and do your homework, and you won't become a victim.
It's a good idea to use the fan to exhaust house air that might be stale or full of excess water vapor. If you ventilate more often, you can use styrofoam as sort of a door, not fiberglass. It will be easier to put up and take down as you ventilate. Remember, always hire a state licensed insured contractor. This is Michael King at HomeTalkUSA.com with your home improvement tip of the day.
This is Home Talk with home improvement expert Michael King on the USA Home Improvement Show Network. If you have a question or a comment concerning home improvement, new construction, renovations, or home repairs, Michael King will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk with the guru himself, Michael King.
All right, welcome back. This segment of Home Talk, though, is sponsored by the Spout Off Rain, Gutter, and Spout Protection Products. TheSpoutOff.com. And when you're checking out websites, we sure hope you visit HT Check. That's right, one of the new websites that we're promoting here at HomeTalkUSA.com. HomeTalk Check basically is a profile. That's right. We generate a profile, a company profile for you. So basically you know who you're doing business with. And we investigate the licensing requirements, the certification process, any consumer complaints, membership records, and to demonstrate solvency, customer relations, accountability. So check it out today, htcheck.com. All right, we do take live calls here, 1-800-259-5791. The call is free anywhere in the continental USA. We also take email questions, hometalk1350@yahoo.com. And as always, we do invite you to check out our website at hometalkusa.com. We can provide you some of the best information and education out there. On the line right now, we have Jeff Dross with Kichler Lighting. We're going to be talking about decorative lighting fixtures. Hey, Jeff, how you doing? Welcome to Home Talk.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here. How are you?
You know what I was saying? If life's any better, I'd be scared to wake up in the morning. Jeff?
Feel the same way. It's a beautiful day here today.
Well, I had a great I was working in my yard all day this morning, this morning, and a little hot, but I'm going to make it, though.
Did the same thing here.
Yeah, got to work in that yard, you know.
Absolutely.
Everybody knows this famous Cajun man. I got to make sure that, I got to
get
a certain image
out of the neighborhood,
That's right. I got to have that image, man.
That's right.
But, Jeff, what are the first steps homeowners should take when, say, developing a lighting plan for a room?
Well, I think really the first thing that you want to do is try to figure out what you're going to do with that room. Maybe simply you're just rehabbing an existing space, or maybe one of the kids decided to go off to college and you've now got an extra room. So what are you going to do with that area? So you need to think about what is going to be required. If you're a fly fisherman and you want to start tying flies, you're going to need a lot more light than if you decide to turn that room into a weightlifting room where you don't really need a huge amount of light. So it's just a question of what you're going to use that room for, and then bring in the lights that are going to work and service those needs.
Now, are there certain guidelines that should be followed in certain situations or instances?
Yeah, I think there are. I like to say that lighting, there are three types of lighting that should go in every room. Keep in mind that a lot of them are going to overlap, but in every room you want to think about three things. The first most important thing you want to think about is task lighting. So task lighting are the things that are going to help you do the job in that particular room. So if we're in the kitchen, you're preparing food, you need lighting on that countertop. If you're in the bathroom, you and I have to shave, the ladies in our life need to put makeup on, so that light in the bathroom, that task in the bathroom is our facial preparation. And again, going back to the guy who's tying flies, he's going to have plenty of light to make sure that he gets all those flies put together correctly. So each of those, so that's your first layer, your task layer. Second layer is an ambient layer of light. That's just basically a general light in the room. We all need light in our house. As soon as it gets dark, or we need to turn on some lights just so we can simply navigate. So the ambient layer is just a base layer of light that's applied across the room. And then finally, the accent lighting. And that's the decorative stuff, the things that are really not necessary but make that room look good, make it look like you've put some thought into the decoration of the space. So, again, three layers, task lighting, ambient lighting, and accent lighting. And remember that they do overlap, and in some cases one light source will serve all three of those needs.
So there is a thought process here. You pointed out some things that even I, as a contractor, didn't realize that you really need to determine the task of the different lighting that it's going to be used for.
Sure,
and
sure.
Because that's going to make a tremendous difference.
Yeah, well, you know,
lighting,
Think of it this way. You know, if you're doing a kitchen, you probably have more light in a kitchen than most any other room in the house. Now, if you're doing a room for a person who absolutely loves to cook, you're going to want to make certain that she has all of the light necessary so that she can properly prepare the food, she can cut, she can fillet, she can do all of the different things that are necessary in the kitchen. Now, if you have a second customer who you're also redoing a kitchen, and the only thing she uses the kitchen for is to call the pizza store to get that night's dinner, she's probably not going to want to invest quite as much money in lighting in that particular application. Now, if she did, it probably would help in the resale of that home. But if they're simply thinking about how they're going to use that home, they can make adjustments in accordance with their particular uses, their particular needs.
Jeff, there's music. Gotta take a break. Gotta pay some bills here at Home Talk.
Absolutely.
When we come back, I want to find out about light layering. Any comments on that? So hold on right there. We're going to come back and finish our conversation with Jeff Dross with Kichler Lighting, Decorative Lighting and Fixtures. That's what we're talking here at Home Talk. I am the Cajun Man, the Cajun King. Just remember, I was green before green was even cool. You're listening to Home Talk right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network, 24/7, 365, on demand, here at Home Talk USA. I'm the Cajun Man, and this is Home Talk USA. Yay!
This is an important announcement from the Louisiana State Licensing Board for Contractors. The purpose of the board is to regulate the contractors who perform construction projects. These include commercial buildings, residential homes, home improvements, industrial plants, maintenance contracts, and mold remediation, which is covered under Louisiana Revised Statutes 37, Sections 2150 through 2192. The Louisiana Legislature passed Act 725 in the 2008 session, which affects electrical and mechanical contractors. Act 725 will require licensure for electrical and mechanical contractors when the cost of a project exceeds $10,000. This act shall become effective on January 1, 2009. Grandfathering will apply for those who meet certain requirements. Remember to always hire a Louisiana State licensed or registered contractor to protect your construction project. For questions, please call 1-800-256-1392 or visit the website at www.lslbc.louisiana.gov. Spell out Louisiana.
Congratulations to our friends at eFoodsDirect.com. In August, they celebrate 30 years in the long-term storable food business. To celebrate, eFoodsDirect.com is offering the lowest price ever on their one-year Freedom Food Supply, even less than the price in 1981. For a limited time, you get 30% off a one-year Freedom Supply, which provides three hearty meals per day for one adult. The Freedom Supply includes a large variety of fruits and vegetables, dairy, legumes, grains, sprouting seeds, and more. Plus, you get a generous supply of their quick-fix meals. This is the most complete, extensive, and affordable unit they have ever offered. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get 30% off a one-year food supply. If you have ever considered getting a supply, now is the time. Call 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 cap summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The Home Improvement Broadcasting Network wants to congratulate this year's recipient of the National Radio Media Association Radio Talk Show Host of the Year, our very own, the host of Home Talk USA, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King. Welcome back to Home Talk USA with home improvement expert, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King, on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. If you have a question or comment concerning home improvement repairs, new construction, or renovations, the Cajun Contractor will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk USA with the Cajun Contractor, Michael King.
All right, don't forget, though, if you happen to miss our live broadcast we do here on the weekends, you can, you can go to the Genesis Communication Radio Network at GCNLive.com. We do rebroadcast Home Talk USA in its entirety and uninterrupted every Sunday morning from 7 o'clock to 10 o'clock Central Time. All you have to do is go to GCNLive.com. This segment to Home Talk, though, is sponsored by Bobex, Environmentally Pest Control Solutions. Check them out at Bobex.com. Having a great conversation with Jeff Dross with Kichler Lighting, talking about decorative lighting fixtures, giving us some great tips. But Jeff, you were talking about certain guidelines just before the break that you should basically follow. But can light layering,
be used for any room of the home, though?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Think about this. If you're doing a glamour bath, you know, we've already talked about the task lighting in that bath, but there absolutely does need to be an ambient layer of light, especially as those rooms start getting larger and larger. You want to have a general light source. If you simply have the lights on either side of the mirror that are needed for the task of applying makeup or shaving, it probably wouldn't be enough for that room. So you're going to need some ambient layer of light in that bathroom. And then, of course, because it's a glamour bath, you want it to look beautiful. You want it to look impressive. So perhaps you're going to dress that room with a small chandelier over the soaking tub, or maybe you're going to put some Tokic lighting under the cabinets so that that can even be used as a night light so that it's easy to navigate through that space in the middle of the night. Go into your study. The task in your study is going to be reading. You know, whether or not you're sitting in an easy chair or you're sitting at a desk, you're going to need a lamp that will help you read in those areas. And then, of course, there's general lighting that's required. And you, of course, again, want to make that room look pretty. So you can take these same three steps, the ambient layer, the task layer, and the accent layer, and drop those into every room. Now, keep in mind, you have a small area, small space. Maybe one light is all that you can use. So, for example, you have a very small bathroom or a very small powder room. You're going to use a light that will serve as an ambient layer of light. It will be beautiful because you've selected a very nice design, and the task is to look in the mirror, make sure you're fine. Even if it's a powder room, your guests are going to use it. They want to check out their hair before they go back into the party that you're having. That's the task in that room. So that one light source serves all three of the different requirements of lighting. So, sure.
Now, Jeff, what kinds of fixtures should be used for each layer of light, though?
Well, again, that will be dependent upon the room. So you're in the kitchen. What's your task? Your task is preparing food. The task lighting that you use in the kitchen is an under-cabinet lighting. That allows that the countertops to be fully illuminated. In the kitchen, again, the ambient layer is just the general layer of light. Most people now are using a series of recessed cans in the kitchen, but you can use semi-flush fixtures. You can use flush-mounted fixtures to give you that nice, even amount of light. In a living room, it's most likely that the ambient light is provided by some table lamps that are placed throughout the area. In dining rooms, an ambient layer of light could be provided by that chandelier, and that chandelier is, of course, beautiful, and it will, again, service as an accent to that space as well. Accent lighting is probably the fastest-growing area of lighting right now. Inside cabinet lighting, under cabinet, under counter lighting, inside cabinet, above the counters, all of these areas, when they're illuminated, actually make the space feel larger. So if you put lighting above the cabinets in the kitchen, it can make that space seem substantially larger because you're lighting an area that had previously been quite dark. So all of those things make that room look interesting. So with your ambient layer, it might be those recessed cans, could be semi-flush, could be the chandelier. Task lighting under cabinet in the bathroom, it's going to be the lighting on each side of the mirror. And the accent lights are decorative linear systems that are placed above, below, and inside cabinets and tables.
All right, Jeff, hold on right there. There's the news again. I got to pay some bills here at HomeTalkUSA.com. We're going to finish our conversation with Jeff Druss with Kichler Lighting, talking about decorative lighting fixtures. You're listening to Home Talk right here on the Home Improvement Broadcast Network. I sure hope you go to HomeTalkUSA.com and sign up for our weekly newsletter. I have my Facebook page there, so check it out today, HomeTalkUSA.com. All right, this is the Cajun Man. I am the Cajun King, and you're listening to Home Talk USA right here on the Home Improvement Broadcast Network. Hey, I was green before green was even cool. Yay!
My house had termites. Terminix fixed the damage. Termites are gone. 1, 2, 3. Music to my ears. Yeah.
There's nothing like an expert. Peat is to music as red beans are to rice. And Terminix is to termites as spring is to the swarming season.
Time to call Terminix, the termite eradication expert.
Terminix features Termidor and a lifetime protection guarantee that covers both Formosan and native subterranean termites.
Call Terminix for a free home inspection. The latest techniques, all backed by a simple agreement. If new damage occurs, Terminix will repair it for you. Free. Protect your home like mine. Terminix and me, sweet harmony, like good jazz.
Terminix, protecting homes and property here for more than 50 years. Call the experts today. Terminix Pest Control, 834-7330.
Time to call Terminix, the termite expert.
Question, can functional magnetic resonance imaging be used to read our minds? Author Jose Collazo answers yes in his two new books, America's New Slavery. For more than 13 years, author Jose Collazo has been trying to prove that the U.S. government has the capacity to read a person's thoughts with a revolutionary technology known as fMRI, functional magnetic resonance imaging. And there is proof that it exists. America's New Slavery explores this technology and its many possible applications in national security. Who has access to it? How is it being used? Does America's salvation rest in this technology? These and many other questions are answered in America's New Slavery, the new books by Jose Collazo, available on BN.com, Amazon.com, and Borders.com. America's New Slavery. All Americans should be concerned.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You're listening to Home Talk USA on the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
The Home Improvement Broadcasting Network wants to congratulate this year's recipient of the National Radio Media Association Radio Talk Show Host of the Year, our very own, the host of Home Talk USA, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King. Welcome back to Home Talk USA with home improvement expert, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King, on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. If you have a question or comment concerning home improvement repairs, new construction, or renovations, the Cajun Contractor will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk USA with the Cajun Contractor, Michael King.
This segment, the Home Talk, though, is sponsored by Flame Engineering, manufacturers of the original Red Dragon propane torch, the most popular weed burner in America. Check them out today, reddragontorch.com. Hey, you know, I've been telling you for a while now, I cannot do this radio program without you and my loyal Home Talk sponsors. When you get a chance, please visit our website at hometalkusa.com. That's where we list all our sponsors of Home Talk. But helping to patronize all these great companies basically keeps our show on the air, since none of our guests here at HomeTalkUSA.com are charged to be on this on this program. So that's right. We do not charge our guests. Wow, what a shocker. We're talking to Jeff Dross with Kichler Lighting, talking about decorative lighting fixtures. And, Jeff, you know, I started this show 8.5 years ago on, you know, a couple of things as a contractor that I wanted to bring out there. One was, you know, structural integrity, indoor air quality, green building. And another thing was energy efficiency, which is I thought was going to be so important. With that being said, can you talk to me about energy efficient lighting and why is it important?
We can't make a decision today without considering energy efficient lighting. The technology that we have been using to light our homes is exactly the same as Thomas Edison created. There have been no substantial increases in incandescent lighting technology. We are now seeing that changing, making a substantial leap. Let me give you a quick example. In 2001, lighting was 8.8% of a typical residential household's electrical budget. In 2008, that number jumped to 15%. Now, it's not because people are using more lights. We're all using about the same amount of lights. It's because all of the other technologies or all the other equipment in our houses are becoming more and more efficient. Our refrigerators are more efficient. The air cooling systems are more efficient. But lighting is going up because all of the other pieces are going down. So it really is time to start thinking about energy-efficient lighting and using those in your home.
We're up against the clock. Man, I had so many more questions to ask you. This half hour kind of like flew by, so we're definitely going to try to get you back in the near future. But give us a website and some information if we want to learn about Kichler lighting.
Kichler is at www.kichler.com.
Thank you, Jeff. Got to run. Thank you for being our guest on Home Talk. And thank you for listening to this edition of Home Talk right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. We're going to have to sign off this hour for all our affiliates that are leaving us. I want to say thank you for all our affiliates that are going to stay. Hey, we still got one more hour of the best in home improvement information and education. I am the Cajun Man, the Cajun King.
Become one of the greatest environmental health issues of our decade. Countless homes and businesses have been affected by moisture problems. NORME is the National Organization of Remediators and Mold Inspectors, and your area needs more mold inspectors right now. If you or someone you know is looking to start a new career or simply work part-time, call NORME today at 1-800-419-0539 or log on to www.besttrainingschool.com for detailed information. 800-419-0539. NORME, training for the 21st century.